And since media is backing Democratic Assemblywoman Pilar Chiavo's Protecting Our Kids from Gambling Addiction Act, among other things, the bill would prohibit online gambling operators and predictive market platforms from providing gambling services to minors or advertising those services to them. Backers say the bill would make California the first state to try to protect children from being unlawfully targeted for predictive gambling and give families a private right of action to hold platforms accountable. The bill's supporters say companies like DraftKings and FanDuel allow users to wager real money on the outcomes of sporting events and are actively marketing to Californians of all ages on platforms widely used by children, despite the state's ban on sports betting. Jim Steyer is CEO of Common Sense Media. He said a recent report from his company showed some startling facts.
I think the results of this new research are absolutely astounding and a wake-up call for every parent everywhere. One out of three boys in this country are gambling online before they're old enough to vote.
Steyer says companies are targeting youngsters and hooking them young, hoping to make them lifelong customers, much like the tobacco industry does. Common Sense Media's report shows that more than a third of boys aged 11 to 17 are already gambling, and most of them didn't go looking for it. It found them. Steyer says companies use popular streamers and celebrities on their ads to lure kids. The companies have denied they're targeting children and say they're taking steps to limit kids' access to their products. DraftKings issued a statement saying it uses advanced age verification technology on its site. Common Sense Media's Jim Steyer says the companies need to step up and take responsibility for their products' harmful effects on kids.
Number one, there needs to be age verification on all the social media platforms. Second, there have to be clear advertising restrictions. There are clear solutions here, but the industry has to take responsibility, and lawmakers around the country have to put simple laws in place that will punish companies that take advantage of these vulnerable boys, period. Plain and simple.
Common Sense Media says Assemblymember Chiavo's bill would help. The bill, for example, prohibits operators from providing gambling or predictive market wagering to minors. It would prohibit advertising to customers it knows to be or should reasonably ascertain are minors and requires age verification for providing any gambling services or gambling-related advertising. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.